Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey, everybody. This is going to be a great episode today. We've got Tom Ziegler on the show today, and Tom is a son of Zig Ziglar, and not that he's heard that before. I know he's heard that quite a few times, but I am very excited to know more about Tom, because Tom has built the Ziegler Corporation into something that is a legacy. It's a legacy business that allows, you know, people to understand and to continue on learning more about motivation, speaking, and so forth. So, Tom, welcome to the show today.
Well, Jay, thanks for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Well, thank you very much. And my listeners, I tell you what, are going to get really excited, because they are going to learn more about motivation and what your dad did in the very beginning. And I'm assuming that he was one of the very first motivational speakers.
He's definitely one of the ones that, when people think of inspirational, motivational speaker, they think of Zig Ziglar. He really got his start in the late 60s, early 70s. He was inspired by people like Norman Vincent Peale. And we moved to Texas in 1968. I was 3 years old. Mm. And he moved here strategically. There was a company that hired him to be their VP of training, and they said, hey, you need to train 3 days a week. You can do whatever you want the rest. And so that helped get his speaking career going. And then the other reason he loved it is because Dallas is in the middle of the country.
Right.
And so he was traveling east and west. So it wasn't uncommon for him to speak in LA and Florida in the same week. So having Dallas in the middle makes it easier.
Right. I mean, you know, just talk about the material. Did he have people helping him with all this material, or did he just, I mean, like the quote that you have behind you, you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. I mean, those kind of quotes, was that something that he just thought up, or did he have writers in the background or what?
No, he certainly didn't have any writers in the background. But what he did have is audiences, and he became really the master of reading the audience. And he learned that skill. He used to say that he gave 3,000 free speeches before he ever got paid for one.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he refined it early in his career. He sold direct sales. He sold stainless steel cookware, and they sold it in a dinner party format. So he would get a group of four or five couples, and then he would cook dinner for them using the cookware. And there was a presentation that he gave. Mm. And he did that thousands of times.
Right.
So when you do anything 1,000 times, you kind of know the presentation. And that's where he learned body language and, you know, feedback. And he would put his own stories in it. And that's where he really understood that if you can craft, you know, a little quote or a little saying or something that people can remember, then it's good for them and it's good for you. And so he became a wordsmith kind of out of that beginning.
Right. Well, you hear that he really did work a lot on his presentation. And once he had his presentation down, he learned the voice inflection and the pausing and the whole presentation to make it more interesting. You know, it was, you know, and I mean, just to kind of go back a little bit, you know, when I was in college, 1983, 84, and 85, you know, I had to work my way through college selling fire alarms door to door out in West Texas. And I was very fortunate. Eddie Hamby, my sales manager at the time, you know, wanted me to learn more about motivation. And so he stuck these, you know, cassette tapes, you know, Zig Ziglar, you know, and we started listening to Zig Ziglar, all because of motivation. And it was about motivation, but it's also about sales, you know, sales strategies and things. So it just really opened up my brain of going, man, you know what? You know, that's right. You know,
so who did you sell fire extinguishers for?
For a Master Guard.
Me too.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, just very, very briefly.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a great fire alarm, 115 degrees or 135 degrees in the attic. And we sold them all over, man, because they were, you know, fire alarms, and they were, you know, as you know, I mean, they were a small little heat detector. And we were going around in West Texas back – this was right during the time that West Texas was making a ton of money in oil and gas. And so we'd go to all the trailer homes. We'd take our sticker, you know, the old sticker, and try to show that film. Did your dad sell for Salad Master, or was it – or did he –
Salad Master was primarily the one that I remember him selling for.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one more question. Did you sell the Halon systems as well? Or
No, I never got into the Halon systems. I heard about that, but I never sold it.
Okay.
This was just back in 84, 85.
That's when I was doing it too.
Is that right? Wow.
I was still in high school. I think I did it in 82.
So I guess, you know, Lance, who's the guy, Larry, something that ran the whole entire region in Texas and all that stuff. But anyway, a lot of great people there. And, but it was great because you got to learn, because they brought all the sales tapes and everything. And we'd listen to those. I mean, I've listened to so many Zig Ziglar tapes about, you know, motivation and Born to Win, Choose to Win, sales strategies, you know, all the secrets of closing the sale. I mean, there's just so many different things because, man, it's just, you know, I'll never forget. I was on the parkway one time. This is back when I had a car that was almost broken down, but I tried to turn the volume up on the car. I was like, man, is my cassette working or not working? And so I turned it all the way up. And then all of a sudden your dad came on and he goes, "This is Zig Ziglar. I'm back in the studio," you know. And I mean, yep. Just all those different quotes and everything. But it's great because, you know, what your dad taught and what you're, you know, teaching as well is that the number of times. Can you go into that a little bit? I mean, there's people listen and go, you know, yeah, I heard that a long time ago. Do they still need it, or what's the basic motivation behind somebody?
Well, one of my favorite quotes of dad is, you know, he would say, you know, people say that motivation doesn't last, but neither does eating and bathing.
Right.
But if you do those every day, you'll feel better and smell better too.
That's true.
And so the reality is, and really, I mean, just look around in the world today, we need hope and encouragement more than ever. And we need to do it every day. And so the kind of the science behind it was it's either 16 or 17 times that you have to listen to something before it really becomes part of you, where it's internalized and it's just who you are. Right. Dad had this quote, "You are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind, and you can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind." And the reality is that a lot of us, we're not happy with where we are. You know, right. I mean, it's like, and you could say, well, it could be my career. It could be my family life. It could be my own personal development. It could be my friends. Could be my, you know, my spiritual self, whatever it is. And you have a choice, right? And the way you change yourself is you change what goes into your mind. And so the good news is, if you're not happy with where you are, you can change.
Right.
And you do that by what you listen to. And right. So dad not only taught that, he practiced it. And so that's what I try to do every day, is put the good stuff into my mind.
Yeah, so Tom, I mean, I know that your dad talked about, you know, being in you know, growing up in Yazoo City, Mississippi, you know, small town. He had the town is so small that they had to share the town drunk with the city next door, and they always had a mirror right there in the middle of town to make the town look bigger, you know. So, but how does this guy from this little small town, who becomes the number two salesman in 5,000 or whatever the case may be, how does he, is it because of the material that he just decided to come up? Have you ever thought about that? How did he all of a sudden come up with all this material?
Well, I'll give you two, you know, kind of two answers behind that. The first reason is he was, you know, this is early in his career. He's in his 20s and he's been in this company for 2.5 years and hasn't done anything, hasn't really sold anything. He shows up at a meeting. His hero, one of the top people in the organization, his name is PC Merrill, was presenting. And at the break, PC Merrill came over to Dad, put his hand on his shoulders, looked him in the eye, and said, "Zig, in all my life, I've never seen such a waste." But if you, and remember when you put "but" there, it negates what you just said.
Right.
But if you believed in yourself and went to work on a regular schedule, you could be a champion. Wow. And so because Dad really respected this man and looked up to him, he believed him. And so that was the day he went on the search to figure out, what does it mean to believe in yourself? Mm. And so that's when he started just reading and listening to and covering himself up and the right kind of material and words. And at the end of that year, he finished number two out of 7,000 salespeople.
Huh.
And the previous 2.5 years, he'd never been in the top 5,000.
Wow.
So how did he do it? He did it by, you know, reading and listening to and changing what he believed in himself. And the other thing that PC Merrill said is, you got to go to, you know, work on a regular schedule. So he was knocking on doors back then in direct sales. So every day he would knock on the first door at 9 a.m. every single day. And so basically it was changing his belief in himself and his work ethic. That's what got him to where he is. Somebody asked me, I was speaking somewhere, and they said, "Well, if you could boil down Zig Ziglar's secret to one thing, what would it be?" And of course, there's a lot of things. But I said this. I said, "You know, for over 40 years, Dad invested over 3 hours a day, every single day, reading and listening to and studying something new that he would internalize and simplify to share with someone else for their benefit."
Wow.
And that's it. And so when you're listening to this, I don't want you to get overwhelmed with 3 hours a day. I want you to think of this one simple thing. What if you spent 5 minutes a day intentionally learning something new, and then you internalized and simplified it, meaning you put it in your own words, and then you shared it with at least one person before the end of the day? Could be a phone call, could be a text, could be a Facebook post, could be in an email. What would your life look like at the end of the year if that's all you did? And it's a life-changing practice. But the key of it is the motive.
Right.
He was doing it for someone else. And so there's a proverb that says, when you water the garden, you will yourself be watered. What it means is when you water the garden, you get wet, okay?
So
when we're out and our motive is to help other people grow and we learn something and share it with them, guess who grows along with them?
Sure.
So it's not a complicated or complex thing, but it is – and it has to be intentional. It has to be consistent.
Right. Be consistent. And I'm sure it has to be, you know, well-deserved and, you know, so part of my daily ritual that I go down every day and I think, okay, I want to read, I want to do this. And I need some type of motivational, you know, read something new. And, but do motivational, but not only just do it for myself, but also think about the same thing in the famous quote right behind you. You have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. So, you know, my part of my daily ritual will not be done until I reach out to somebody else and make sure that I inspire them, I motivate them, or tell them how great a job they are or they're doing, or assuming they are. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, I mean, not that, you know, a lot of people, it wouldn't go very far, but.
Yep. Absolutely. One of my good friends and a mentor of mine, his name is Rabbi Daniel Lappin. Just wise. And he has this saying, he says, when you solve a problem, you're often rewarded with a certificate of appreciation. We call that money.
Mm.
And so this concept is, hey, if we're out in the world solving others' problems, we get rewarded. But this is the tie down to it that I love. And this is a rabbi saying this. He said, God is never happier with his children than when they're solving the problems of his other children.
Mm, right, right.
And that's pretty cool when you think about it. It gives us, we have a moral obligation to do well in our business and in our career, whatever we do, because we're solving problems.
Right. Right. Wow. That's great. That is great. And that is, I really like that a lot. I really like that a lot. I wrote that down. I thought about this before I started looking at Zig Ziglar the other night. I was looking at YouTube and I was thinking about sales and thinking about, and I looked up the, and there was this video on the top 10 salespeople ever, whatever. Of course, Zig Ziglar's there, you know. And I'm just like, oh, I got that. I have that interview with Tom coming on. Man, I can't wait for that. That sounds great. You know, but then, and right now I'm just kind of thinking about, you know, I know the first time we talked, I mean, I'm just sitting here kind of my mouth wide open, you know, because I got to meet your dad and I met your uncle, Judge Ziglar, never met your mom, sorry, but I'd love to because I know he talks about her all the time. I mean, on all of his recordings, but I just think about it, going, man, what do I say next? What, because there's just so much information. How hard is it, or what is it the goal of Tom Ziglar with the Ziglar Corporation in the next 6 months, a year? I mean, I know you have a Monday. Tell me the Monday morning devotional. Then I want to talk about, you know, how can we get involved, you know, with your organization to help all of us be a better person? Your goals, I guess?
You bet. So let me kind of process through that. When Dad founded the company, he had a mission statement that he wrote, and we still have this mission statement with the Zig Ziglar Corporation, and that is our mission is to be the difference maker in the personal, family, business, and spiritual lives of enough people to make a positive difference in the world. So Dad had a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. I mean, that was him. And when you think about his reach and what he did, the stage, you know, there was probably about a 30-year time frame where he spoke at least 25 times a year to average crowds of over 12,000 people.
Mm.
And you know what? That time is probably never going to exist again. A lot's changed, you know, social media and streaming and big audiences and those kind of things. They just don't come together like they used to. So his message was for the individual. His message was a bootstrapper, a salesperson, a small business owner, anybody who accepted the responsibility that, you know, that they were in charge of their own life, that they had to make decisions and choices. And so when I came in, and I've been working there over, 33 years now, the CEO for 25 years, Dad stopped speaking, and then he passed away almost 8 years ago now. And so obviously, if you try to follow in the footsteps and do exactly the same thing, it's not going to work. Right? Because the skills, the gifts, the talents, you know, what God's equipped me with is different than what Dad had. Now, the principles and values are the same. The, you know, the way we do business, the integrity that we have has got to be the same. But the gifts and talents are different. And so it, kind of our new mission statement is, this is what we do. We, and so everybody's listening, this is kind of what Ziegler is all about. We encourage, transform, equip, and support. Those four things: encourage, transform, equip, and support you, and specifically people who want to build an intentional legacy. So, you know, I love working with people who are looking at their life and they might be in a transition point. They might be very successful and they're thinking, okay, I've done a lot of stuff here, but what about legacy? Right? So I love working with people who are intentionally building a legacy, people who are coaches, speakers, and trainers. Mm-hmm. And so the way we're getting it out now is we're equipping, licensing, and certifying people to take our message out to the world. So now we've got over 300 trainers and over, gosh, probably 200 coaches now around the world who use the Ziegler material in their own communities and their own business to grow their people. And some of them are business owners. They're taking the material back to train inside their own business. Some of them are coaches and speakers who are out traveling just like, you know, Dad did, and they're building that business. But that's what we do. Now, we still have all the books and the CDs and the materials that an individual can get a hold of just for personal development. That's, you know, that's part of the encourage and transform part of our mission. But my gift is really, and what I love to do is to create new material and then equip others to go and teach it. The devotional that you talked about, Dad started, gosh, in the 70s, our Monday morning devotion. And we've had it every Monday since the founding, or since he started doing that, until this COVID-19 thing happened and we got locked out. So, but our intention is to start that up, you know, back in the office as soon as kind of this lockdown scenario gets through. But that's, hopefully I answered your couple of questions there.
I know. And I'm real good about asking 12 questions at once and then going, okay, hey, there you go. And you got to remember them all. My apologies about that, but I know my listeners know that. That's kind of how I roll sometimes. I drink too much coffee. So let's go
back. I'm drinking it too. So that helped me plow through that.
There you go. I love it, man. I love it. You know, your goal is, so I could go online on the Ziegler Corporation and I could become my own coach. Could I find clients? So you're saying I could be a certified person that I could go out and find my own clients and help motivate them, business owners? Is that what you're saying when you say you have 200 coaches?
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah, so what that means, and I'll tell you something that's kind of interesting about the time we're in right now. A lot of people, their whole work life got turned upside down. The job they were in doesn't exist, or they're doing it in a completely different way. And so people are asking this question, wait a second, is this what I was built for? Was I created to just go to the day-to-day grind and work getting that done, or is there more? And a lot of people, especially people who have overcome a big challenge, who have had a mentor in their life who helped, you know, draw out of them the more capable person inside, a lot of people in that category in this time in the last 3 or 4 months have said, wait a second, you know what? I want to help other people. I want to be a coach. And so what we do is we come alongside and we say, look, we've got the material. We've got the life-changing program. It's based, biblically based. So it's checked against that. So you know that it works. And then we teach you how to coach, and then we support you in the process. And so that support is the big differentiator, because there's a lot of people who can be fantastic coaches, but they're not sure, you know, on how to build that business or how to equip someone. Now, what you're saying is correct. We're not giving them business for them to coach. They have to go and get the business on their own. But, you know, if I was using you as an example, I wouldn't say, hey, you should coach, you know, Ziegler clients. That's not who you should coach. You should coach people who've had similar backgrounds to you, right? Because you've got to marry these coaching principles along with your experience.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So if it's oil and gas, or, you know, you're already doing it. If it's something like that, then that's where you go. You don't leave what you know and what you're an expert in and then go do something completely different. You basically just level it up and make it even more powerful.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. So I'm just kind of – so I go with you and I get certified, which is, you know, I'm not sure when you're certified, meaning that I learn all this, I download all the information, I get all that, and then I can go out to other people and I can call people and say, hey, my name is Jay Young, and I'd like to be your coach. And I just get 10 to 15 clients, I guess. What would the suggestion be, or what is one of your top coaches? Do they have 5 clients? They have 20 clients? They have 40? They meet them once a week, once a month? Here I go again asking my 1,000 questions. But
no, this is good. Let me give you an example of how it's perfect. Okay. So it wasn't too long ago we had Peak Oil. And you remember the good old days at $150 a barrel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So one of my friends was selling oil investments. And we were talking. And I said, what's going on? And he says, I've got a real dilemma. And I go, what's your dilemma? And he says, well, I've got a client and he owns 20 wells. Free and clear, like they're his. And he's putting together a trust to leave to his family. And he can't figure out how to do it because he knows that his 2 kids are going to snort that money up their nose.
Mm. Right. Right.
Right. And so that's called legacy coaching right there. That's where, hey, we've figured out a financial solution for you, but from an eternal perspective, what's the real purpose of that? Right? We've got a bigger issue. We've got a legacy.
Right.
And so somebody who has a heart to say, hey, I want to solve your problem today financially or whatever, that's awesome. Okay. We need that. But somebody who has the heart that says, hey, and we want it to be worth it, right? We want you to spend the next 30 years enjoying your grandkids and maybe great grandkids and good health and family relationships.
Right.
So to me, that's what we're talking about. Now, those successful coaches, it really does vary. Some coaches have very successful practices and they might only be working with, you know, 10 or 12 people at a time. Kind of the max, what I would say maximum for one-on-one coaching is about 20 clients.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you probably meet with half of them twice a month and the other half once a week. Now, some people do group coaching. And so group coaching is very, very powerful. It's like a cohort. So you might have 5 in a group. And so you meet with 5 people in an online session or face-to-face once a week as a group. And that has its benefits. It's also more affordable for the user, you know, for the coachee to do that. So there's all different models, and we actually teach people the different models and how to do it. But yeah, there's a lot of ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing though is the coach has to have the heart to make a difference in somebody's total life.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we teach is mindset. And there's so many people who are qualified to be coaches, but they don't believe they are. Mm. they'll literally say, well, who would ever listen to me? I mean, I'm not famous. I didn't write a best-selling book. I'm not an athlete or a movie star. And I'm like, yeah, but you just told me your life story, and you relate to a lot more people than your typical movie star does.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good. So there's material. So I guess what kind of material is there that you have downloaded for the coach? I guess that's what the program is. How long does it take to become certified?
Well, in our Choose to Win coaching system, which is based on the Choose to Win book, it's a 6-week online course.
Okay. 6-week online course. Wow.
It's a live once a week webinar that we teach, and there's tons of Q&A all the way through it. And then you get the recordings of it. And so we're walking you through that. You're learning it. You're asking questions. You can review it. And then we're actually encouraging you to start getting clients even before you graduate, and we help you. And then we do ongoing support. And so ongoing support means you can call into open office hours, you can set up appointments. We actually help you work with prospects and enroll them. We do that work with you and teach you how to do it. We have mastermind sessions. So it's not a, you know, dad was a big believer there's no such thing as one and done, right? If there's one and done, then dad would have cured the world. I mean, you know, that's just the reality. And so we need this constant support, this constant input. And so we really cover everything in that. There's a lot of successful coaches who do it on their own. But what do they have to do? They have to create the program, right?
Right.
Right. Right. And they have to learn a process. So we teach you the coaching process that you can use in any scenario, in any situation. So when you have when you're the right person, you have the right material based on truth, and you know the right process to work with someone, and then you have the right support, then all the ingredients are there.
Right. Well, that sounds great. I mean, because you have – I mean, obviously you have material, and the material is what goes into the mind every day. And what I'm sure there's a lot of motivational stuff and just being a part of the Ziegler name, you know, and you taking it from one level to the next has just been, so that's what I've really learned a lot. And you wrote a couple of books recently.
Yeah. So the book that the coaching program is built on is called Choose to Win. So I'm holding that up for
gotcha.
And then recently, since the pandemic started, I wrote a little quick ebook action guide called Stronger, which is about mindset and how to get through this, you know, kind of this black swan crisis that we're in. And then the other book, an action guide as well, is called Motivating and or Leading and Inspiring the Remote Workforce. Mm. And for everybody who is either working from home or managing a team that works from home now, it's a different scenario. And we actually had people who were coming through our coaching because the mindset of leading a remote team is you've got to have a coach's mindset more than a manager's mindset. Managers, they lead top down, they give directions, they tell you what to do. It's usually one-way communication. Coaches ask questions. They collaborate. They identify what motivates you as an individual, right? If I know what motivates you and I can tie that with success in our business, then you're going to stick around. When you know that I care about you as an individual and understand what drives you and have communication around that, your performance is going to go up. And that's what we really want. At the end of the day, as a business owner or leader, what I want is a high-performing team, and I want my people on my team to be well-developed, balanced individuals who have good family lives. You know, they're in physically good shape. They have good relationships. And that's what coaches do. Is they help people grow in all those areas.
Right, right. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's great. Well, I want to conclude because I know that you only have so much time, and I appreciate you coming on this podcast today and learning and us learning more. And Tom, it's really been a lot. I mean, you inspire me because not only has your dad, you know, from all the listening that I've done over the last 40 years or whatever it is, you know, that I've listened and downloaded and understand, but also too, you take it to the next level. I mean, you could have had all that information that your dad downloaded into you at one time and just gone, okay, good, I'm done, and now I'll just be my own self. But you've taken it to the next level, which it's kind of like a lot of different family legacies and the Hunt or the Dillard family or whatever. When you go from one, you know, generation to the next, what's going to happen with all the information that they learned before? And that's really motivating me a lot. And I really do appreciate you, Tom, because man, that is great that you've taken that to the next level. You know, is there anything that you want to add to this or anything that you want to kind of conclude? I mean, I want people to go to the website. There's a great newsletter out that you send out every day and a little motivation. And it's the Ziegler Corporation, Tom Ziegler, Zig Ziegler. You can find it anywhere online. Anything else that you want to finish up with?
Yeah, let me just tell us a story, a Zig story. And this is over 50 years ago. So picture this. So over 50 years ago, Dad's just getting started in the speaking. He's speaking for free anywhere and everywhere he can. He gets invited to go and speak to a group, and it's out of town. In fact, it's a pretty long drive. And he's on the way there, and as he gets into the community, he realizes he doesn't know exactly where it is. So he's got the address. He pulls over. He gets directions. He walks into a little store. The guy has the name tag on. He's part of the community. He says, hey, here's the address I'm going. Do you know where it is? And the guy says, yeah. And Dad says, here, look, write down the directions word for word because I need to be there and I want to get there early. So the guy writes down the directions word for word. And then Dad gets back in his car and he follows him step by step. And then an hour later, he's 30 minutes further from his destination than he was when he started.
Oh, my God.
And so here's the question. Was it his fault?
Mm.
Or was he just given bad directions? And you see, that's where so many people are in life, is we condemn ourselves, we criticize ourselves, we feel terrible for the results that we're getting. And then we have to step back and say, wait a second, maybe I was given bad directions. Maybe good-intentioned people of authority, parents, coaches, teachers, mentors, previous business partners, whatever, they were trying to give me the directions that they knew, but they were bad directions.
Mm, right.
Right? And so the cultural things that are going on in our society right now, we've got people from all walks of life who've been given bad directions. Right. In our own personal life, you know, maybe we're struggling in relationships or in our business. Maybe we were given bad directions. So then you got to do what Dad did. You see, as soon as he realized he had bad directions, he had a choice. He could sit in his car and go, oh, no, this is terrible. That was my breakthrough event. I'm going to miss it. You know, those high-powered decision-maker influencers who they're going to think I'm late because I don't care and they're going to badmouth me. I might as well go home and crawl into bed because my life is over, right? Mm. He could have chosen that.
Right, right.
Or he could have said, oh, my goodness, I've been given bad directions. So what did he do? He pulled into the next place he could find. He asked them for the directions, and then he got there as fast as he could.
Wow.
Right? You see, he forgave himself and said, there's nothing I can do about what's happened, but I have the decision and the choice – right now to find the right directions. And so as a coach, that's what coaches do, is they help people uncover and discover and find the right directions. And so in your life, whatever the challenge is, one of the great things to do is just to recognize, wait a second, maybe I'm here because I got bad directions. What are the right ones? And then go seek it out. So I love that little story because it applies in so many different ways, and right. it really sums it up. And so at Ziegler.com, we got a lot of good directions. So if you're looking for some directions, come over and check us out.
Yeah, that's a great story. Great story. I mean, you don't want to blame others and accept the responsibility, accept what you've done, put it away and move on, you know, and move toward your goal, which is great. That's a great, that's a really great story. I appreciate that. You know, and I tell you what, it's been a pleasure, Tom, having you on the show today. It's been a great, I mean, just you know, learning more about you has been a blessing. Learning more about what you're doing with the coaching and carrying on that legacy, because, you know, I know it's been, you know, not everybody has a Zig Ziglar as a dad, and you could take that several different ways, but you've decided, man, I'm going to tell you what, my dad had a great story. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to increase the knowledge, and I'm going to increase the breadth of to the world, and try to figure out how can I sum this up and be good for everybody, because it is about, you know, how many people can you reach and motivate and you know, help them with their goals, you know. So,
well, Jay, thank you so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Appreciate you being on. And everybody, I'll tell you what, be sure and go to Zig Ziglar Corporation. I've been listening to that message for years, you know, not 50 years, because I was 50 years ago. So maybe 40 years, well, 40, 35 years. Yeah. So back in the mid 80s or 83, 84, 85 is when I started. But I tell you what, it's a great message. And that's what people talk about. You want to wake up every morning and turn on the news for the worst part of the news every day? Or do you want to be motivated and be able to move toward a common goal that'll get you where you're happier? And I know it's all about being happy, and it's all about furthering your goals. So, Tom, thank you very much again for being on, and look forward to it. And I look forward to, you know, give me your feedback on this and ask me more about what you need, you know, and how can I help you with motivating, with helping other people, with the Zig Ziglar Corporation. Tom's office is right down the street from here, you know, so, you know, appreciate you having that out. And I want to make sure that everybody that listens to this right now goes to Zig Ziglar Corporation, signs up for that newsletter, because it's all about born to win and choosing to win. So, man, there's just so much information I have about Ziglar Corporation and Zig Ziglar. I love it, man. It's been very much an inspiration. So thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Everybody, like me on the Facebook, like Tom Ziglar on Facebook, and thank you very much. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.